Welcome to The Shrinking Men Project.
The Shrinking Men Project, Episode 5. And rest.
Hello again, folks. Welcome to Episode 5 of The Shrinking Men Project. I'm your host, Doc Coleman. I hope everyone has had a good week. Mine has been much better. I've been able to get a lot more things under control and clear some old tasks off my to-do list. But before I go into that, it's time for me to head off to the scales for this week's weigh-in. So, be back in a few.
Hey, this is Veronica Jaguer, the producer and voice artist for The Secret World Chronicle, the podcast series written by Mercedes Lackey, Dennis Lee, and Cody Martin. Author Larry Dixon and myself join the trio as we get ready for the fourth book. This will mark the fifth year of The Secret World Chronicle, and we intend to do it the right way. With more characters, bigger explosions, and more plot twists than Commissar Red Savior has paperwork. Book 4, World Divided, drops February 4th, 2011, courtesy of Podiobooks.com. But there's more. This March, you can purchase the first book of The Secret World Chronicle in print. Book 1, Invasion, is published by Bain Books and is available for pre-order. You'll be able to read the stories first heard on this podcast and further enjoy your favorite characters in print. Check out Amazon.com, just search for Secret World Chronicle, or Bayon.com to pre-order your copy. Keep listening. It's the only way to help our heroes save the world, if they can save themselves.
That was the promo for Season 4 of The Secret World Chronicles, starting next month. I've really enjoyed The Secret World Chronicles so far. If you haven't heard The Secret World Chronicles before, I encourage you to check out the earlier episodes in the feed, especially if you like superhero stories. On to this week's weigh-in. This week, I am 298 pounds, down 4 pounds from last week and down 122 pounds overall. That was a bit more than I expected, but not enough to worry over. But I finally broke the 300-pound mark. Woohoo! Okay, let's look at the week. Past week, I still had some tech problems, but I haven't been investing a lot of time in them. I've shoved a few things aside in order to focus on things that I need to do in the short-term time frame. I got all of my exercises done, despite having to reorganize my schedule a bit, but about midweek, I started feeling the fatigue. When you work out regularly over a long period of time, the body begins to complain about the unaccustomed level of effort. I think of it as accumulating a level of cumulative fatigue. When this first happened, I mentioned it on Twitter and got some help from Sandra Wickham. Now, Sandra is a personal trainer and an author. She told me that in a long-term fitness regime, it is usually a good idea to take a week off from exercising every 6 weeks or so in order to give the body a chance to rest and recover. Well, last week was week 6 of exercise, and I was feeling it. This week is my rest week. From past experience, I know that by the time this week is up, I will be itching to start working out again. I suspect that a lot of people who give up on their exercise programs usually do so after they start feeling that level of cumulative fatigue. If it gets to be too much, take a week off, rest. Then come back to it the next week. I don't know why this doesn't get mentioned more often, because it seems to me like it's really key to having a successful exercise program. My food this past week has been pretty good. Actually, I think once or twice I didn't get all of my food in, but I've generally been satisfied with my food this week. With this week's weight loss, I've lost another point off of my daily total, so it's going to be a small adjustment going forward to handle slightly less food. And it may mean that I end up going into my weekly points more often. We'll have to see. My wife insisted that this weekend we schedule it for a do-nothing weekend. So that's been on the schedule, and nothing else has been allowed to interfere with it. And it's ended up giving me a big block of time to get stuff done around the house without any kind of interruption, that I've been able to take things at my own pace and without rushing. And in its own way, that's been relaxing, although I've still had plenty of time to relax this weekend as well. It's something that I recommend that people do every now and then when you feel like your life is just too hectic. Find an open weekend and schedule it for do nothing, and don't let anyone shift you from it. Lessons learned. I feel like I am back on track after the holidays. Don't let changes in your schedule upset you. Just focus on getting back onto the plan, even if it takes a while. In the long run, that's just a bump in the road. So, let's see. Moving forward. Well, I'm going to rest this week. I'm going to keep on target and work on trying to get ahead of things as much as I can, so it's easier to juggle all my responsibilities. I guess that's kind of about it. And feedback. Didn't so much get comments on the blog this week, but we did get a couple good comments on the Facebook fan group this week. It's always nice to hear from fans who are taking inspiration from the podcast and getting up and doing things themselves. So keep with it, Val and Julie. We want to hear more success stories from you in the future. And here is the voicemail from last week that we didn't have a chance to get to.
Hey, Doc. This is Scott Roche. I just wanted to call and congratulate you on the launch of your podcast.
Thank you, Scott.
And I want to say that it sounds really good. Your site looked really good. But most importantly, I really admire you putting yourself out there and making yourself accountable. It's a great encouragement to those of us that are trying to lose some weight, no matter whether it's a small number or a large number.
And that's right.
That your progress so far is remarkable. So,
thank you.
I plan on losing some weight myself in the new year, and
good
I
for
plan
you.
On subscribing to your podcast. So
yay!
Keep up the good work. Bye.
Thank you. All right. Thank you, Scott. I appreciate your comments. I got to admit that the accountability is part of the reason that I created the podcast. I'm not what most people would consider an expert in weight loss or fitness. I don't have years of study or degrees or anything like this. So I figured I have to put myself out there and I have to be accountable as someone who is doing this himself and is trying to put things out there to help other people figure out what they need to do to help themselves. You know, I know that I don't have your answer, but I might have a piece. I might have something that sparks an idea somewhere else that helps you get closer to where you want to be. Also, the accountability is one of the tools that helps keep me on track. One of the things that I first noticed was when people started asking me about my weight loss and started telling me that I was an inspiration, that the overwhelming feeling I got was, oh, well, now I have to keep up with this because you're depending on me to continue to set a good example. But glad to have you aboard, and hope to hear more about how you're doing with your weight loss for the new year. And I really appreciate you calling in and letting me know. So for anyone else who'd like to leave feedback, you can always leave comments on the blog at theshrinkingmanproject.com, or you can email me at doc@theshrinkingmanproject.com, or, like Scott, you can call the voicemail line at 240-745-5022. Or you can look for the Fans of the Shrinking Man Project group on Facebook. This is a group so we can all share stuff together. If you have a podcast of your own, please feel free to send me a promo. And I could still use bumpers from people if you want to just give me little pieces to help me transition from the segments of the podcast, or give me titles kind of like the one that I'm using for the philosophy sections on the philosophy episodes. I'd appreciate that too. Another way that you can help out, if you're not into audio editing, but if you like the podcast, go ahead and leave a review on iTunes and start rating it. That helps give the podcast more visibility. Go and tell your friends about the podcast. And whatever you're doing to try to make your life better, go ahead and focus on it and keep with it. And don't let the twists of fate discourage you. Just go forth. Have a good week and enjoy the ride. I'll talk to you next week. Bye. This podcast is copyright 2011 by The Shrinking Man Project. All rights reserved. The Shrinking Man Project is distributed and licensed under a Creative Commons Attribution, Non-Commercial, No Derivatives 3.0 United States license. That means that you're welcome to pass it around, but you can't claim that it's yours, you can't charge money for it, and you can't make changes to the podcast. The Shrinking Man Project is a Swimming Cat Studios production. For more information and show notes, go to theshrinkingmanproject.com. And I've drawn a blank. Edit this out.